This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's frustrating for conservatives to deal with leftists. And that's because we have morals and ethics, and they don't. It's really that simple. You've likely heard the term honor among thieves. That's a term for leftists. An oxymoronic statement that represents leftism well, except that leftists are far worse folks than just thieves. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Leftist folks are also ignorant. Ever seen a leftist realize how wrong they are? Of course you have. You see it all the time. Watch them when it's determined that they're wrong. It's rare, but it almost never happens immediately. It's rare to see them when they go, huh, you know what? You're right. It takes years before leftists wake up. And I've named some very prominent conservatives who were leftists. Thomas Sowell being the one that comes to mind is the one that probably would shake your foundation if you're like, what, Thomas Sowell? Yeah. The good news about Thomas Sowell was he was so far left that when he realized it and he put his intellect towards good and the right, it made him an icon. He should literally be spoken as much as Martin Luther King in terms of his contribution to the world and what he's done for conservatism. And the majority of black people don't even know who he is. Anyway, it took a long time for Thomas Sowell to convert, but he did convert. And I have a friend, his name is Mason Weaver. Mason took forever to convert. And he was at the height of leftism. I mean, you have to hear him tell the story. I'm going to try to do something with him here, and you'll see who, you know, get a chance to meet him. But Mason was just an amazing leftist, and he changed and became one of the most, he's probably one of my biggest mentors on the right, as is, by the way, the great Thomas Sowell. When the left does wake up, they don't work up. When they do wake up, it's usually something that has affected them directly that caused them to wake up. Nothing you can say can slap them out of their insanity. They're just stuck there. And I know you've tried, you've talked to, once your children, for example, come back from college, the ones that you've nurtured and taught everything, right from wrong, etc., and they come back and accuse you of being racist. When people say, are your parents racist? Well, yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, they forget that every child that came to your house, you never went, oh, don't bring that child over. It was a, and I'll use my example, and my kids never called me a racist, but it was a UN in my house, and I bet if you're the average parent, it's a UN at your house, meaning all nationalities, all sexualities, whatever, and you rarely interfered with your children in terms of who they picked as friends unless those friends were bad people, people of bad character. That's who you decide shouldn't be around your friend, your kids. Have you ever... Yeah, I mean, I don't think this has happened with conservatives, but can you imagine you've got this great little Mexican kid or this little Asian girl or whatever, name your nationality, and they're just a wonderful influence on your kids. They're very respectful. They work hard. They get good grades. They try hard in their sports activities. And you hear nothing but things about good things about it. No, listen, don't you be hanging around that little Latino. You know how those Latinos are. That's not, no conservative I know would do that. Now, if that little Latino kid vapes, does dope, isn't respectful, etc., I don't want that little Mexican around here. Keeping from here. You know, that's the difference. Anyway, it takes something to wake up a leftist, and it almost always involves something about them, something that impacts them. It isn't for the greater good. It's, what? I got to pay this much in tax? Or they get a windfall of some kind. They win the lottery. It's always, it generally involves money. They want to win the lottery. Parent dies and they got to pay taxes. They inherit something, they got to pay taxes. They, you know, they get a big bonus at work and they're like, what? How much did they take out in taxes? Are you kidding? I mean, on and on and on. That's what happens. Because they won't wake up on their own. And when I talk about, you know, them in terms of how do you live as a leftist, I want you to understand this. They have fake women. Women that are feminists who really want to be men. And then don't even get me started with LGBTQ. They have fake men, women who want to be men in the real sense. I mean, they want to convert and become men because they're suffering from some sort of, you know, malady. So they want to be men, even though they hate men. Think about that. You hate men, but you want to be a man, whether you're a feminist or you're a transsexual woman who wants to be a man, ergo probably a leftist. Why would you want to be something that you hate? They have fake people that are so-called Qs. They don't even know what they want to be. Oh, I'm non-binary. No, you're not. You're just a luggage thief, and you use your freak to get away with everything because you think that that's what's going to do it. Look at the Biden administration, full of nothing but freaks. They got fake Indians. Did you see this girl that just recently that got called out? She was working as a diversity person. She's a lily white chick. She quit her job, finally. They got fake blacks, Dolezal, and a host of others. They got fake white people when they need it. I was going with Eminem, but you get it. I mean, it's fascinating to me. These people live in a world of make-believe, and with few exceptions, they live nothing of their true ideology. Ironically, they live in a delusion about almost everything. They hate capitalists while using all the products of capitalism, more so than we do. Don't even get me started on what they pretend to be, which I just went through some of that. But adding on to that, humanitarian, philanthropic, caring, loving, open, liberal, etc. Leftists have more murderers, rapists, robbers, embezzlers, and so on than 20 lifetimes of conservatives. And I'm just getting started. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. We got a lot to talk about. We've already talked about quite a bit. We got more. Keep it here. We're coming back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Speaking of fakes and frauds, there's a story about this teacher, Carrie Kayla Lemieux, and the teacher got suspended from the school in Canada after pictures showed her in men's clothing, proving that she does not wear provocative attire all the time. He gained infamy last year for wearing tight clothes and comically, some would say offensively, large breast, complete with protruding nipples. Now, I saw a picture of this guy. I don't know if you've seen him. The mock-up that he wore at school literally was a joke. If you remember the Bugs Bunny cartoons, or where the Wicked Witch who wanted to boil the little kids, Hansel and Gretel or whatever, and she was so top heavy, you know, had these little bitty stick legs and then just looked like she could topple at any time. Or do you remember Morgana, the kissing bandit? If any of those things rings a bell for you, then you get it. That's what this guy looked like at school. like a caricature of something. And it would be one thing to say, I'm transitioning and you want to have reasonable breasts and not show, you know, the or areolas and what have you. I cleaned it up for, in case there's kids. But, you know, so it would be different if you were just really trying to make the transition, but he wasn't. He was trying to make a point. And that's what's interesting about leftism is when they try to make a point. And you then you learn it's not about your malady, your brain dysfunction, or I feel this way or that way, where you could feel sympathy. In other words, if he really felt that way, most conservatives, we would feel sympathy for you. I feel sad that you live in a state of mind where you want to be something else and you can't be it. But you know what? Welcome to the freaking party. How many of us live in a state of mind of what we want but can't have or didn't achieve? How many of us? What did you want to do with your life at some point? And I'm not talking about when you were 2 years old. I'm talking about you were 23, working in a job that you thought you wanted because you got driven there by some counselor that said, well, we're going to need a lot of doctors or nurses or architects or whatever. And you get there and you go, it's not really my bag, baby. But you do it. You pictured yourself doing something else, probably something artistic. Maybe you wanted to be a sculptor or a painter. Maybe you just wanted to be a person that did fishing charters. There are things that you love to do, and you didn't end up doing it for whatever reason. Maybe, God forbid, you picked the wrong person, and that wasn't what your life was meant to be. Who knows? We're all living in some level of frustration. That's what, who was it? I think it was Descartes or was it Thoreau? Thoreau that said, all men live lives of quiet desperation. We all have something in our lives. It's not it's a secret of sorts. And you're just like, I don't need to share it, but this isn't the life I picked for myself. But you make do. Anyway, going back to these people. So, you know, I'm what I'm getting at is that, okay, that may be that person's brain malady, but we have our own. All of us have something we're dealing with. And there you have it. Anyway, they said there's been speculation from the beginning that Lemieux had been gaming the system and isn't trans at all, whatever that overly broad term might mean in his case. He's a Q, right? He doesn't want to transition, but he's wants to have this alternative lifestyle that we have to, or alternative look that we have to go, oh, well, we can't say anything about that because that would be offending. He can offend all he wants. He can offend women by strapping on these quadruple XXZZZ top that looks like he makes Morgana the kissing brand that look flat-chested. And he can flaunt this stuff to kids who already know him, know that he's a man. And we're supposed to just turn the other way, turn the other cheek. What would Jesus do? This guy upped the ante to exploit the very clown world that the school and society itself created. His long game is most likely to get fired and ensue for defamation. Because there's no other explanation, no better way to troll Crown World than to become an over-the-top caricature of a woman. Now, Lemieux has since been repeatedly photographed dressed like a normal guy while he's away from school. One of his neighbors was quoted by claiming that Lemieux, quote, wears prosthetic breasts extremely infrequently and that he only puts the breast on to teach occasionally when he goes for a walk or when the cops visit. What are the cops visiting for? When an insurance company suspects that somebody's been in a you know, that they're gaming the system, you know, they'll put a private investigator on them. And make sure that, you know, if you're going to claim that you are disabled, they're going to make sure you're disabled. And they find out you're boating and you're golfing and all this stuff. You've seen these cases. Well, that's essentially what this guy's doing. Gaming the system. I'm a Q, a queer, and you've got to accept it. This guy writes, in the 21st century, we need neighbors armed with smartphones to see if these fake femme with the massive melons are playing some kind of con. One kind of con might be getting yourself placed on paid leave for adopting a persona that, under Canadian law, basically makes you unfireable. Yeah. That might be why, even with photo evidence to the contrary, Lemieux still asserts his ridiculous claim. He insisted, this guy writes, to the New York Post 2 weeks ago when the photos first emerged, I'm not wearing prosthetic breasts. They are real. If you see the picture, you will know why I'm laughing. Although Lemieux has yet to produce any medical evidence for his, quote, condition, he still says, I believe, and my doctor thinks, that because I have XX chromosomes as well, that has something to do with it, and hormone sensitivity to estrogen has caused it. So that must have been someone else in the photos. I can't tell you who that is because I don't want to bring anyone else into this. I don't want that terse person to be thrown all over the media. But it wasn't me. Is this the perfect leftist? He's caught. He's flatly caught. But he's going to stick to the lie. Because that's what leftists do. What is he doing? Is he hurting women? Of course he is. Is he hurting children? Of course he is. Is he hurting legitimate people that suffer from this? Absolutely. He's mocking the entirety of the system, and he may get away with it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Twitter is back up after the platform suffered a widespread outage today. Twitter says it was making what it calls an internal change. President Biden's praising firefighters, especially the umbrella group for firefighters' unions across the USA.
The job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. That's why I fight so damn hard to protect your right to collective bargaining.
The International Association of Firefighters was the first labor organization to endorse Biden in 2020. Central and Northern California will get the brunt of another big storm set to slam the Golden State later this week, but this one will carry warmer air, meaning it will be rain, not snow, falling on nearly everything but the mountain peaks. What country is the USA's greatest enemy? A new Gallup poll says half of us believe it's China. 32% said Russia, 7% named North Korea. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's something very fishy. There's no better example of a two-tier system of justice in America than what we see happening with Hunter Biden. I mean, he's owed $2 million in back taxes for years and years, yet nothing was done about it. He has charges. He has probably more bank violations than any American that I've ever seen, and I come from a pretty decent banking background. Hey, this guy, if you look at what Stephen Miller released today with the documents that he obtained through a FOIA request, you could make a very easy argument that Hunter Biden was an unregistered foreign agent. That's a very serious crime. I mean, and the list goes on and on. Money laundering, and even worse. But yet nothing has been done, and we haven't even heard a peep from this Delaware U.S. attorney. It's very odd. Everyone in America is keeping up with this case. Yet Merrick Garland continues to act like, well, he doesn't know anything about it. He's staying out of it. I don't think anybody believes that.
That was Representative Comer speaking on Hunter Biden. Questions that anybody would raise for anybody else. And by the way, if I don't care what who's the son you are or what you were in life or whatever, if you were doing what Hunter Biden was doing, those are legitimate, reasonable questions. That's what I would want to know. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you've been listening to, we're talking about frauds. We're talking about fakes and frauds. And by the way, you'd be hard-pressed to find not a fraud in the Democratic Party. Show me one of them. Tell me one of them that you go, this person legitimately is looking for truth. Eric Swalwell? Schiff? Jerry Nadler? Nancy Pelosi? Chuck Schumer? Name me one. Any member of the Congressional Black Circus. Name one Democrat that gets on TV, speaks, and you go, you know what? This person's reasonable. They're not trying to sell you a lie. They're not trying to convince you of something. They're trying to convince you to think. When they speak of global climate change, they don't say, listen, you might consider it conservatives that this is, they go, if you don't believe this, you deserve to be in prison. You know, race relations. Everybody's a racist. If it's gender-based, everybody's a sexist on our side. There's no discussion. It's just who you are. It's ridiculous. It really upsets me. But I just chuckle at it. Because as my grandfather used to say, discipline disappointment, because it's going to keep on happening. And in my case, I just learned to laugh at it. But through humor, there is that ability to fight. And that's why we focus on sort of taking the edge off of this stuff to make it palatable for you to listen to, but not so much, you know, taking the edge off to where you lose the seriousness of the idea. And that can be a delicate balance. And I've known this for the better part of 15 years now since I've been doing this, that you can't present it as buffoonery. you know, is pure comedy because the message is so important underneath it. Anyway, I want to play a couple of clips from Josh Hawley. One is him speaking on Merrick Garland, and I'm telling you, it's enlightening what he says. And then the other is him grilling Merrick Garland on some of the very things that he's speaking about. So here's the first clip. Here's Josh Hawley just talking about Merrick Garland and the deceit that the Attorney General of the United States is using in dealing with these issues. We don't have a Justice Department if this is the guy who's over it. But here's Josh Hawley just speaking on Merrick Garland.
I think the real thing here is that the White House calls the shots. Why is it that the Justice Department ordered a raid of Mar-a-Lago? You know, they wouldn't slap so much as slap Joe Biden on the wrist when he's got all these classified documents. But we learned today from reporting that Merrick Garland actually overruled field agents who said, no, we shouldn't raid Trump's home. No way. He overruled them to do it. Why is that? Because the White House wanted it. Why is he going after pro-life demonstrators? Because the White House wants it. Why is he letting Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Barrett twist in the wind with all these protesters outside of their house? Because the White House wants it. I think he's just a tool of the White House. And I'll tell you, Jesse, they have weaponized this Justice Department like nothing we have ever seen in American history.
Now, just understand what he said about this guy, a guy who's targeting conservatives for nothing. We already know they weaponize the IRS against us. They're targeting conservatives for who dare want to understand what's being taught to their children. He will not go after Hunter Biden and things that are obvious in nature. By the way, again, if the Attorney General were Bill Barr and he decided to go after Donald Trump Jr. because Donald Trump Jr. was doing what Hunter had done, there's hardly a conservative on the planet who would disagree. We'd say, well, look, you got to do it. It isn't a two-tier justice system. The Democrats prove to us every day they don't care about justice. Anyway, here's Josh Hawley grilling Merrick Garland on his actions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attorney General Garland, you said in our last exchange that it's your practice to defer to FBI agents in the field when it comes to investigations, apprehensions of subjects. I was interested, given your answer, to read in this morning's Washington Post that the FBI is saying that you overruled them when it came to raiding ex-President Trump's personal residence. Washington Post reports this morning, showdown before the raid, that senior FBI officials who would be in charge of leading the search resisted doing so as too combative, and proposed instead to seek Trump's permission to search his property. These field agents wanted to shutter the criminal investigation altogether in early June, the Post reports, but they were overruled by Maine DOJ. So I guess in light of your earlier testimony just this morning, my question is, how often do you overrule FBI field agents for political purposes?
I've skimmed that article. That's not an accurate reflection of what the article says, and I'm not able to comment on the investigation. My comment earlier was about tactics on the ground in particular cases.
Wait. You said it's not an – I'm reading to you from the article. Quote, senior FBI officials who would be in charge of leading the search resisted the plan as too combative and proposed instead to seek Trump's permission to seek his property, according to four people who spoke on condition of anonymity to describe a sensitive investigation, end quote.
Again, I have to say I'm not able to describe the investigation. I will say as a general matter and at a high level of generality that in my experience, long experience as a prosecutor, there is often a robust discussion and in the end, and it's encouraged among investigators and prosecutors.
Attorney General, my time is very
made.
Yes, and you made the decision.
I did. That's
right. You said you did.
No, I'm sorry. What I said was I approved the decision.
So you didn't make the decision to rate?
I approve the decision to seek a search warrant after probable cause was
overruling the FBI agents who did not want to do so. Did you talk about this at the White House?
The memorandum does not Washington Post article does not say what you're saying. I'm sorry, and I'm not able to describe this in any further.
Well, I think given that, Mr. Chairman, I'll just ask that this entire article be entered into the record.
Without objection.
And we can read for ourselves. I invite people to go and look. It says exactly that FBI field agents did not want to conduct the raid, and they were overruled by DOJ. So it doesn't seem to me, Attorney General, that the FBI has a lot of confidence in you. Because what they're doing, clearly, is trying to distance themselves from your decisions. They're out there leaking left, right, and center and saying, it wasn't us. We didn't want to do it. He made us do it. What's that say about their confidence in your leadership?
No, the previous senator said that they're leaking all in favor of the left. Now you're saying they're leaking all in favor of
I'm asking you my question. Answer my question based on this evidence. Don't dissemble, Attorney General.
Time has expired.
Answer my question.
Time has expired, Senator.
Well, there you have it, folks. I don't have an answer for you. Did Derrick Garland overrule the FBI people in the field? If you want my opinion about it, sure he did. And he did it for political reasons. And it's the same reason why they're not looking into Hunter Biden. They're doing it for political reasons. Meanwhile, there's probably, I don't know, I think the last time I saw it, at least 12 different lawsuits against Trump that none of them have any merit. None of them. They want to flood Donald Trump with lawsuits. They're trying to make him run out of money or run out of steam as they flood him with lawsuits. And meanwhile, what are they doing? These people are lying, cheating. They are conniving. They are strategizing against you. They are doing it in front of your face and daring you to prove it. I find it unbelievably interesting as a study. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. As conservatives, we are persistent. We are the hardest working, the most long-suffering people I've ever met. And here's what I'll tell you. None of us would have persisted with any of this. If my son were Hunter Biden, I would have said, look, okay, enough. Y'all go ahead. And the reason is, there comes a point with us that we say, the jig is up. I'm not going to... You know, we tried, we fought, we lied, we cheated, we did everything we could, but you know what? Now it's over. And I gotta fess up. If you're waiting on that to happen with the Democrats, it will never happen. Merrick Garland is caught. He knows. It's a two-tier justice system. Everything that Josh Hawley said. And what's he doing? He's still lying.
Not a joke. Fact.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let's talk about the dual system that conservatives point to. The documents investigation for former President Trump and the raid that happens in Mar-a-Lago. That show of force in that way, as opposed to the documents investigation for President Biden and how that went down. You find out about those documents before the November election. The FBI then does the search of the House after that, but does not say anything prior to the midterm election. So those two things are sticking people's minds as different, handled differently. How do you explain that?
So, we have a long history of handling investigations into the mishandling of classified information. And our standard for approaching those investigations is the same, no matter who it is. Our basic approach is the same.
Frank, I play that because I do think it's important to see how even the
the less notorious, if you will, hosts over there are pushing this idea that the two standards mean that Donald Trump's obstruction after 15 attempts to retrieve documents should have been treated the same as Joe Biden's voluntary retrieval and return of classified documents.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. We are talking about the lying left. And in the first part of that clip that we just played, it was Christopher Wray being interviewed by Bret Baier, who brings up a very, I mean, nothing controversial here. She called him the less notorious host over there, which he won't say Fox News because they are banned, forbidden from saying that over at CNN. And that happened to be Nicole Wallace, for those of you paying attention. What does Bret Baier say? He says, well, the documents investigation and Mar-a-Lago raid versus what you did to Biden. And then what he's talking about, forget that Trump, I don't know that Trump denied them 15 times to get to the documents. I doubt that happens, but that's what her narrative is. But I doubt it happens. But what he's saying is, Joe Biden, even if you didn't raid Joe Biden, here's what you didn't do. You didn't comment prior to the November elections, even though you found out about the documents before the November election. Why didn't you just tell people what the deal was? And he says, well, we have a long history of handling these things, and our standard is the same. So your standard is you raid one guy who you know has all the authority to declassify whatever he wants, and the other guy mums the word. You don't say a word about it, and you just let the chips fall where they may, huh? Interesting. Very interesting. Then worse than that, Nicole Wallace says, I don't even see what they're talking about. I mean, what? What's going on? I mean, there's no double standard here. You raid one guy that you don't like, that you've targeted for extermination, and you let the other guy do whatever he wants. I don't see the double standard. And folks, I'm putting it this way so you can ask yourself, is this really how you think about this? Is this really the way justice is done in America, where you have such an obvious dichotomy in how something gets handled, and they can't see it? So what is it? Do they not want to see it, or do they not really see it? Because if they don't really see it, they have a mental problem, which brings me to why I keep telling you they're stupid. Kevin Jackson, folks, is who you're listening to. I'm not being mean when I call them stupid. I'm being truthful. Russell Brand was on, and I'm just covering lies here. I'm covering fraud, the obvious fraud of leftism. And if that makes me a pariah, no problem. My hand is up. I'll be a pariah. I'll be your Huckleberry. But it is insane that we don't want to talk about this, that we're letting these people get away with this, and we're not holding them to task. This is insanity, and I'm not going to – you can be insane. It's okay. I will still like you. Some of y'all love even though you're insane, but I know you're not. I know you're not. And I know that when you're around these folks, you got to have some evidence to be able to say – you know, well, you did hear Nicole Wallace not recognize the double standard, or however you decide you want to spread the information about this stuff, but we've got to be better in explaining this stuff. And it isn't because I want you to try to change their minds, but leftists are going to argue with you, and I want you to be so strong in your conviction because you have so much evidence to the contrary of what they say. The first part of this therapy session is we got to build you up. You have to know how important you are. You have to know that everything that you're recognizing is a fact, is the way it is. You have to recognize that. That your common sense is actually better than their so-called experts. How many shows have I done where I've debunked the experts on the left? I don't know. It's dozens if it isn't hundreds. We debunk them. Why? Because they're easy to debunk. They do nothing but lie. Everything for them is part of their agenda. Anyway, let me play this Russell Brand clip, because the dude is a weirdo, but he is bright. And I don't know when he decided he was going to stop drinking that Kool-Aid, but he stopped. And he and Joe Rogan are talking about two different things, and I think it's very important that you... there's two points that they make here, and it has to do with the whole Big Pharma thing.
Another thing that was extraordinary is the sudden authority that we were willing to grant to these corporations that had been like the baddies up until 20 minutes before.
Exactly.
We know what Pfizer had done. We know the out-of-court settlements.
Yeah.
We know what Johnson & Johnson had done with the alleged carcinogens in baby powder. I mean, stories that sound like they're out of a Bill Hicks joke, happening in reality. I heard this thing that guy, Pavlov of the dogs, he did other experimentation, the results of which were that 20% of people are highly susceptible to hypnosis and similarly highly susceptible to placebos. Like 20% of people, if you give placebos, it will be effective under the right conditions or whatever, and the same with hypnosis. And 20% of people will not be hypnotized and will not respond to placebos. The middle 60% is where propaganda operates. How many of that middle 60% can you persuade? And I was just astonished that authoritarianism could suddenly be repackaged in this manner. That authoritarianism could tell you that war is a good thing. The authoritarianism can tell you that big pharma is a good thing. That being locked in your home is a good thing. And those are all the pieces of evidence sort of fell away from it. Oh no, natural immunity is effective. Oh no, there are adverse events. Oh, there are cases of myocarditis. Oh no, there are like every single bit of masks aren't working. All of it just started to fall apart, and somehow they're expecting the eligibility of their authority to have maintained in spite of the edifice cracking open.
And it's so convenient that of all the remedies, that only the ones that are controlled by pharmaceutical companies are the ones that get highlighted. And one of the best pieces of evidence for that is vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And there was a recent study, see if you can find this. There was a recent study that estimated somewhere in the range of 70% of all hospitalizations and deaths from COVID could have been prevented with vitamin D.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, let's start at the back. I don't know if Rogan's right about 70%, but he probably did read that. I would not be surprised. Here's what I do know. What came back later, and they said, you know what? It does really work. Ivermectin. What came back later, and they went, maybe he was right. HQL, hydroxychloroquine. Two things that are readily available, relatively cheap, certainly in comparison to pharmaceuticals, worked. And we got in a frenzy over this with COVID. Spent trillions of dollars fast-tracking vaccines that alter your DNA, introduce spike proteins, created all the problems that Russell Brand talked about. Myocarditis, various other adverse effects, and you've heard about them. We know, by the way, that natural immunity worked, which he mentioned. And here's what was most interesting in terms of his commentary. Because people forget this. Both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson are victims of lawsuits because they put products on the market that hurt people. And they were sued for billions of dollars. And yet, we entrusted the public's health and safety to these companies again and gave them immunity from prosecution. And then he goes into this experimentation. 20% of the people can't be hypnotized. Placebos don't work. 20% the other way, it can be hypnotized. Placebos do work. What part of that are you? Here's what I believe. The people listening to this program, you're the 20% who really can't be hypnotized. They can't pull the wool over your eyes. But there's a big contingent on the other side who are that 20% who will fall for anything. And that is the loudest voice on the left and quite frankly, the most dangerous voice.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.